الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. When I announced that we need to have an economic resistance, I mentioned that it should be endogenous and extroverted. Being endogenous means that internal abilities, skills and capabilities should be used to help the economy, and being extroverted means we are ready to have economic relations with all countries. We have felt this, that is, the people of Iran have felt it, our youth have felt it, and our officials have felt that they need to depend on their own internal strengths. Therefore, we have many strengths. I mentioned our internal strengths and I also spoke about the progress we have made. These exist and there are many other things which now is not the time to be discussed here. These things are our strengths. They should not be damaged. The Islamic system is the Islamic Republic. Neither the Republic nor the Islamic should be damaged. These are our strengths. In any transformation, these strengths need to be emphasized, they should be increased, the strengths need to be highlighted and expanded. However, there are also weaknesses alongside these. Transformation refers to changing the weaknesses.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I will briefly speak to you about the weaknesses and present two or three points on it. Let's say our country happens to have four or five important weaknesses. At the top of these weaknesses lies the issue of the country's economy. The country's economy is truly one of our weaknesses. Of course, many of the economic policies are the legacy of our predecessors. By predecessors, I mean those who held power before the Islamic Revolution, and some that appeared after the revolution. Some of the existing economic problems and economic infrastructures are related to before the revolution, while others are related to after the revolution. Perhaps it can be said that the most important problem concerning our economy is the issue of governmental management of the economy. In the 1980s, the main thing on our mind was to hand over the keys of the country's economy to the government. This harmed our economy. This issue is related to us. We did it ourselves. Perhaps the most important weakness that is gripping our economy is excessive governmental management. When people are kept away from economic management and economic activities, big works, important companies, and wealth-creating production for the country are left at the disposal of the government and not those active in the economic field. When these things are not available to the people, we are faced then with the same problems that we are witnessing in our economy today.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.